Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Bleeding Blue, a show about the history of the New York Football Giants. My name is Justin Panic, and alongside me is one of my best friends in the world, Nikki Snacks. Snacks, we're back.
What up?
We're back this offseason, every Monday morning on the podcast app, if you're a podcast listener, every Monday, 6 p.m. premiere on Talking Giants YouTube. We will have a show for you about the history of the New York Football Giants. 26 episodes, the only Mondays that we are missing from January 31st to July 25th is the Monday after the draft, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July. That does fall on a Monday this year. But every other Monday,
we're here.
You got us. Snacks.
We're here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. This show is something that I love, and I arguably can say that I love it more than anything because this is a show that...
This is your baby.
This is my baby. And before it was a Giants history show, it was a Giants and a Yankee show, and then I just made it a Giant show, and this was the show that I started with. So I'm very lucky and thankful that there's been people that have been supporting me throughout the whole thing, and I have you, and we rebranded it together.
Yeah.
And
I think it's been great.
We're here, and it's going to get even better.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and honestly, we really started it at a great time. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but Giants are dog shit.
They're miserable.
And the fact that we can talk about the happier times and a show that's centered just around the happier times is it's a pretty great idea. So happy to be here. Thank you to everybody last year for all the support and all the people that tweeted us that you can't wait for it to be back. Well, we're back, so you're welcome.
Next Monday, 2000 NFC Championship game.
That's a good one.
We're going to be talking about that, and then talking about some Super Bowls after that. So what we try and do, and this is actually, I think, one of the most fun parts about the show.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Yep.
Is we did this last year after Kenny Golladay signed.
Correct.
We had like a comparison between Kenny Golladay signing with the Giants to Plaxico Burress. Well, old takes exposed for now.
Yeah. For now. through one year.
At the time there was a lot of enthusiasm around it. So if there's something that is relevant or prevalent around the NFL or the Giants today, maybe we can have an episode about it that's relating it back to the history.
Yes.
So we have that for NFC Championship game the week after or the day after the conference championship games. Boom, we're gonna be talking about the 2000 NFC Championship game. 2 weeks of Super Bowls, one Super Bowl each. And then I know we have a scouting combine episode that we're going to be doing. Everybody enjoyed my 40-yard dash video that was that I did for Manscaped last year. So
we're going to enjoy is a strong word.
Enjoy is a strong well, enjoy laughed at. I think laughed
there
at
you
is
go.
More of a
that's a good
more
that's
of an appropriate
a, that's a
word.
Good, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah. So we're going to have a scouting combine that'll be in person. And the goal is for most of these episodes to be as long as the Corolla cooperates.
Yeah, the thing that's going around the little bug that everybody's getting. As long as that subsides and everything, we stay safe, we are going to do every show in person because we think that, personally, the quality of the content is much better when we're in person. We were just talking before, we did one show in person last
year. It was our first episode last year.
First episode, if you guys remember the hideous yellow and the green screen that we have here. That's our goal. It's going to be great. And I had something else to say, but I have no recollection of what it was going to be.
Well, I enjoy you as a person.
Yeah. Likewise.
Bobby has said to me.
No, Bobby comes.
You tried to convince him to move up here.
No.
John Boy Media tried to convince him to move up here. And he's like, no, I don't want to be. I don't want to be by anybody.
Yeah, see. And
we
that,
like each other. And we enjoy
we
each
do.
Other's
we
company.
Do like each other. And if Bobby were up here, that would suck because when he was here and we went and we did the live stream.
That would suck.
At the office, he just. And there's only so much of him I could take.
That is true.
Sorry, Bob.
All right. What else we got? Interviews. Player interviews.
Oh, right. Yes, we got some interview. Joe Morris coming up.
The first player interview that is coming February 21st is a Joe Morris interview. that was already done. It was filmed at the Meadowlands Diner.
Yeah, shout out LPG.
Yes, LPG put that together. We're going to be talking with LPG. I figured every single year what we're going to do is we're going to have LPG on towards the end of April so he can promote his draft party.
Yep.
And then, you know, he has years and years of stories, so that's never going to get old.
Yeah, we had him on last year, and he barely scratched the surface of what he's been through as a fan. So
my most favorite part of the interview was he showed the Brandon Jacobs ball. What did it say? It said something about, like, shut up, bitch, about Rex Ryan.
Yeah, it was a Rex Ryan.
It was a Rex Ryan thing, and Brandon Jacobs signed that. So
love you, Brandon Jacobs.
We're going to get some other player interviews going this as well.
Yeah, but I have a few in mind.
Yeah, you have a few in mind. We have a few connections now. So Joe Morris is already done. And that will be out February 21st. And the goal is one per month.
Yes.
How we're going to do it in the schedule is one per month. We're going to be doing a player interview or an interview of
some sort.
Somebody important. Big Blue VCR is going to be back.
Yes, on. Big Blue VCR. That was a great one last year.
I'll just give it away what the topic's going to be.
Do it.
Luckiest Giants games in history. And that's going to be the week of St. Patty's Day.
Yep. That's Luckiest Giants games. See, you're starting to get the idea of themed episodes. Get it?
Beautiful.
St. Patty's Day, luck of the Irish. I hate the Irish.
You are Irish.
No, I'm not. I look Irish. There's a difference.
It's true.
I think that's, you know, that's the crux of it.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely appreciative of everybody that has followed the Bleeding Blue account on Twitter, that has said all nice words. It's go time, baby. It's go time. We put this disgusting disgrace of a miserable fucking 2021 season behind us, we get back to the good times.
Yep. And this is really a show that nobody else does what we do with this. I mean, there are, like, NY Giants Rush, they interview a lot of the classic players.
And they do a great job. Shout out to them. They also
cover the Giants today.
Right.
There's a lot of other shows and there's a lot of other Twitter accounts that cover the history of the Giants, but I feel like nobody does what we do, where this is the only thing that we do.
No, this is it.
This is it.
This show is only history.
That's right.
You know, like with Kenny Galladay signing last year, we will incorporate something that's newsworthy to the current Giants, but we attach it to the history of the Giants, and we compare and do that. So, no, this is it. And honestly, they are a historic franchise, and they've been around forever, so the sky's the limit. There's no cap in this.
And the schedule for what we have this offseason, I was looking through it last night. There's some episodes that still need to be decided about what's going on, but most of it is kind of the older Giants, like the 80s Giants, the 90s Giants. We're starting out with the 2000 Giants. Yep. I mean, one of our Super Bowls it's probably going to be either the 2007 or the 2011 one.
And people
are going to vote on that. But that's really it. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this offseason because it's going to be very much centered what we did towards the end of last offseason about 80s, 90s Giants, may even go back a little bit before.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, we are both under the age of 30, so it is a little bit more difficult for us, but that's the fun of it. We get to do our research.
I love learning.
Yes,
really,
correct.
Really,
exactly.
I love learning and having the fresh perspective of, like, how the game operates today and works today. Like, I still go back to that stat. I go back to that stat of 30 players in 1985 had at least 10 sacks.
That's crazy.
In the 2020 season, I'm going to have to refresh this for 2021. The 2020 season, 10 players had 10 sacks.
It's wild.
So it's a very, very different game. Despite them throwing the ball less,
guys got
more sacks. Yep. You know, and the yards per attempt. Like, if you look at the yards per reception for Aaron Thomas, who was a tight end with, like, Y.A. Tittle in the 60s, right? Aaron Thomas, who I think arguably a top three tight end in Giants franchise history, but people, Mark Bavaro, Jeremy Shockey, stuff like that.
If you
look at his numbers, though, and you look at his longevity with the Giants, I mean,
lunacy,
he has a case for that. But the yards per reception is insane. It's like almost 20.
I was going to say, wasn't it like close to pushing 20?
And that, you know, I love talking about explosive plays like right now. And it's like, boom, every time, it wasn't often, but every time they drop back to throw the ball, you know, in like the earlier, you know, whether it was 60s, 70s, 80s, it was
explosive play Aaron Thomas. I think I just figured out your next Giants jersey.
There you go. I love it.
Beautiful.
So I'm very proud of this show. You got a little bit of a preview of a little bit of our banter.
Yeah.
What's coming up this offseason. I'm very proud of the evolution of this show, too, where it was, we're going to think about what we want to do. 2019, I think it was, we just did podcasts. 2020, we got on YouTube, and now we're going to integrate more of the in-person stuff. Yes. Also, some stuff that's outside of just shows. I want to do green screen, like, reaction stuff, too.
Oh, right.
Where we're sitting, we're not, like, having a show. but we're sitting in front of a green screen, and I don't think the old stuff is going to get demonetized. So we're like Mark Bavaro. I think that's going to be the first thing that we do, and I think that's actually coming up in March. Mm. Mark Bavaro green screen reaction of like his highlights and some of his best plays.
Love that.
There was a game against the Saints, and I did a voiceover breakdown video for this. There was a game against the Saints, and I don't want to get the year wrong, but it was in the 80s, and game against the Saints where he breaks his fucking jaw. And he comes back in the game and he plays. So we're going to have to like watch. It was one of his best career games.
He was a psycho.
Yeah.
And I think I told this on here last year when we met Mark Bavaro at a charity event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did the sign of the cross in the Super Bowl the wrong way. My dad goes up to him and he goes, listen.
Why did you do that?
He goes, listen, it's really nice to meet you. I truly appreciate all you did for the Giants.
Yeah. All things.
He goes, but I got to ask. It's been bothering me for years. You scored the touchdown in the Super Bowl. You made the sign of the cross. You went right first. He goes, is that like a Greek thing or something? Before I was like, no, I just screwed up. it was classic, and he's got that very monotone voice. It was great. But yeah, this show made us friends.
That's right. So, this is true.
A lot of wholesale, beautiful things in this place, and excited to get going. So let's just fucking do it.
January 31st, 2000 NFC Championship game on Monday, every single Monday. You're going to be hearing from us, and you get to hang out with us and relive the glory days of this franchise, because certainly
we need suck.
We need it right now. We certainly need it. So keep on bleeding blue. We'll see you on January 31st on Monday. Peace.
Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.